and very special emergency switch-based 8/4 play podcast. JJ, the special, is that the special emergency music?
Yeah, it's like a.
That sounds
like
kind of relaxing.
Very
yeah.
like, shouldn't it be like or like the, that old like CBS like before Charlie Brown like we did that once on this show
maybe
for a previous
I was
special.
I was going for more like a election news update sort of
God no please not enough
none
of
that.
No, we're here for happy talk JJ
yes.
about normally about Japan and games and Japanese games.
That's right.
This time there's some of that in there actually. Nintendo revealed their new previously codenamed NX system, their next hardware.
R.I.P.
The NX. Nintendo Switch, and so we hastily gathered together here on a very odd time for us, being as we are in Tokyo.
Yes.
We don't normally record now, but this is that important.
That's right.
Because I don't think anyone else had the idea of recording a special podcast.
Never.
Around this
Switch news. No one would
think such a thing.
But people want to hear from us.
That's right,
that's
JJ.
That's the difference.
So who are we, besides me? Your host, Mark Cavendish and McDonald.
I'm JJ, and then there's Roy, and
Roy.
John's over there.
Hi.
And then we got Graham.
Hi, that's me.
What up, guys?
Who wants to give the basics for if you somehow, people listening to this, maybe you're like an Arctic base that only gets radio signals, and maybe somebody else is broadcasting this for some reason.
Well, frame of reference for Japan, though, how awesome was it that, like, for us, we get the announcement in the morning that it's going to come at night. There wasn't even, like, it was, like, the same day. Like,
that's right.
They told us
right.
in the morning it's going to happen, and, like, by it was like Christmas all day yesterday.
Yes.
It was like, oh, my God, 10 hours,
that's
9 hours,
true.
8 hours.
It made a lot of down. Things that happened yesterday go a lot smoother, knowing that there was this nice little present at the end of the day.
So, yes.
So
who
it's
wants
a.
To give the basics here.
Basically, it is a tablet that you can attach controllers to and hook it up to a dock and play games on your TV.
Or everything said it was like 6 months ago.
Right. Eurogamer pretty much got it exactly right.
Which is, I mean, the same stuff, though, that. I mean, not. The breakaway smaller controllers and that, so,
mm-hmm.
so not just one person can play it. It has like two break-off controllers that people can play separately.
Joy-Cons.
Like Joy-Cons, that's right. I don't know that I'm ever going to start using that word. I think Joy-Con was officially the plural of Joy-Con.
Yeah, that would
like Amiibo.
I think it was, yeah.
That
I think
makes
it was,
sense.
That was confirmed.
Joy-Con.
So I don't know, maybe we could start at so there's just been this 3-minute video. That's kind of all we have. There've been like a little bit of follow up. Nintendo clarified a couple things, but not much. I think they well let's talk about the other stuff before we get into I guess that kind of detailed things, but I guess so not a surprise off the bat.
No.
At least in terms of what it is to anyone who was if you believed the rumors
right.
or had been, you know, the rumors which had been circulating for even longer than the kind of breakaway controllers had been the thing that was a portable system but also would hook up to your TV.
Right.
Part of that rumor was always that, you know, when you hooked it up to your TV, it was more powerful or ran better or maybe it was a better resolution or something.
Right.
They haven't really stressed or shown that yet at all.
Yeah,
so.
They're not really commenting on that. There were some quote-unquote leaked specs that made it seem that it could be the case because apparently the screen is a 720p screen, but the max resolution for games is 1080p. So I would assume there's a possibility of some sort of resolution boost.
And also after they announced it, NVIDIA updated their page because NVIDIA made the whatever graphics are in the thing, and they described it as scalable, like on their own page. So it's probably when you have it in handheld mode, it's the 720p thing, and then when you put it into the dock, it scales, is what I assume.
Right.
But that would imply that the hardware is not more powerful. So
no, it's just the guts inside, just depending on whether or not you have it docked. Probably changes.
And we do know via patents that there is Nintendo has researched the ability to power up a machine via some sort of attachment. So that's not to say that even if this first one doesn't do anything, there might be a upgrade later on that could.
Yeah, and so I think you know this goes to a larger topic, which is you know we'll get into details about the different parts of what they did show, but how much was not shown or talked about or whatever. It was not like a here it is, here's the full Monty, here's kind of everything about the system, here's like a FAQ answering all of the most common questions you will have. I mean, a lot of very basic questions are still unanswered, and I think very intentionally so. Yeah.
It's pretty much exactly the same as the Wii U unveiling, except better, I think. But I mean, it was just used to kind of show what example cases of what the hardware, like using the hardware, would be like.
The main theme.
The girl looking out at her friends across the way, and then she goes out and plays with them, or like, you know, the guy getting on the airplane or whatever. It's kind of like they did with the Wii U, where they were like, you could play golf, you can chuck ninja stars,
that's
you can
true.
Do whatever.
Although with the Wii U, they did show, like, you know, you can video conference, and you can, like, look at media on it, and you can, like, they showed some of the other kind
Which maybe is just like, in, back then, maybe to them, when they had never done that before, was like a thing, right? But now it's like, if you don't have that, it's weird. Like, I would just assume that's all a given.
It was at a time when, like, what was iPad would have been, like, fairly new-ish, at that time.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a concern. You think that's just something people assume as a given these days?
So. Yeah. Yeah.
I think
the
they
didn't have to do anything about touch either, right? Yeah, but I mean, it's got to be. Of course, it's got probably, there was rumors about that it was multi-touch and everything else. I'm sure it's all of that.
I mean,
like, it's got
it's very clear
that's
that they
something
were...
we should talk about, because they people specifically did a follow-up question and asked Nintendo, and they're refusing to comment on it. And so I wonder, does that mean that they want that as a separate, its own, like, PR beat later to talk about?
I bet there's something to do with phones, right? It's probably something, because, you know, maybe there's some connection to your phone, because they haven't talked about that at all, right? Where, like, there were the Wall Street Journal guy months ago said, like, oh, it's going to play your phone games or whatever. Like, there
Do we know if there's a cameras on this thing?
I didn't see one. Yeah,
because you could theoretically kind of not see one on that tablet, right? There seems like there's lots of places it could have kind of been hidden.
Yeah, it could be on the back or something like that.
But if not, then how is the whole thing about it playing, for example, Pokemon Go and stuff like that? How is that going to work?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking Pokemon Go, but I was thinking like
Monster
Monster Strike, or like Puzzle and Dragons, or like Miitomo, or like, you know, just kind of typical phone games somehow. There's got to be something. Who knows? Maybe you
but
can...
But wasn't
maybe
that
you
the
can,
rumor? Was that the
beam it to your phone and you could play it on your phone or something? I don't know. Maybe there's like, there's still lots of possibilities for what it could do that we don't know.
Well, the rumor was, though, or maybe this was a different rumor, right, that it was going to play existing, like Pokemon Go was going to be
that,
one of the big ones, and that it was going to specifically play the kind of the AR-enabled.
It's got to have a camera on it. Yeah, I don't know.
It would be also, I mean, that is also a thing that you kind of take for granted, right, from a modern tablet. But here's another kind of looming question, and I know we're kind of all over the place. I think we will just kind of go all
I'm
over
like
the
just
place.
Staring
just
staring at
be
the
all
pictures
over the
of
place.
It.
But yeah, I'm looking at it too.
I don't see it. But price, right? Price will be a consideration for this thing.
Yeah,
Both in the earlier thing we talked about, if the docking station is just like an HDMI converter unit and a USB, you know, port and a charge unit, or if it actually has guts in it that are doing any, you know, computation and thinking. That's one consideration. Things like a camera, things like multi-touch and stuff like that, I think will also, you know, add to the cost. And I think one of the key things on this, well, this goes into kind of like a larger thinking that I have about this entire thing is the price, right? The price is going to be very important for something like this.
Also, what's included, because there's so many little accessories now.
Well, apparently, at least we know
the two side controllers are included, but they did not confirm whether the grip, which is the thing that you charge them on, basically,
the
is included.
Wait, so that is also charging them, that the Joy-Con grip, the little...
I just sort of assumed that because there's, like, lights on each side, which would mean imply, like, how much it's charged.
Right.
But it looks like it, too. It's like, it looks like the place where you put them down
that
when
would
you're
make
not
sense,
using it.
Because otherwise, you know, that thing, there's so many things going on that all have batteries that need to be charged only, and it's not getting recharged. So that would actually make a lot of sense if while
I wonder
you're
if
home.
It charges while it's attached to the actual NX system, or do they even need batteries to begin with? Well, I guess they do if they're wireless.
Does, right. So that is that's absolutely, a reason. Like, because otherwise, why would you use the grip at all unless it's just another option to feel more like a controller? Because you can just hold the two things separately like a Wii, but then you are using battery power, which I think is another big, very big consideration, especially in the, like, airplane scenario, because your screen is already you know, taking up battery life for that. It's doing wireless to the two controllers. Then if your controllers also separately have to have their own battery, which could be depleting, or have to charge back up the base station, like, how long is that going to last? Right. That's a huge, 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 huge question to me.
Mm.
So presumably, you know, they're only meant to come off for short bursts and, like, you know, multiplayer things out in public and stuff. But generally speaking, I think you would have them probably on the... on the system itself, right?
Well, so what is... Let's back up, I guess, a bit and just go... What are people's, like, first impressions? Like, what did people think?
Can I get back to the touch thing real quick? Because, I mean, also in the trailer, they specifically pointed out the dude playing on the Pro Controller, which obviously has no touch functionality at all.
Uh-huh.
So if you're playing the system when it's docked, like the tablet is nowhere near you, you need to at least be able to play all Switch games...
Without touch. But it's got to be the sort of thing where, like, there are certain games where, like, light games or whatever that you take on the go, and you think they're going to just stop having Miiverse. Like, of course they're going to have touchpads so you can draw your Miiverse shit and everything. That's not going to go away. Like, there's definitely going to be touch on.
So I wonder, like, on the Joy-Con grip, then that middle thing, is that maybe a touchpad?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It kind of looks like it could be.
No, but why? I mean, we had a Pro Controller. Wii U had a Pro Controller. You don't need to have touch on every controller interfacing with it, right? There's games where. So that doesn't, I don't think that really proves
anything. But in the case of this, though, like, if you want to play it on your TV, you have to go through the dock, which doesn't allow you to use the second screen.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Wii U had the second screen no matter what, even if you had an extra controller.
Right, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But if you are taking it as a media device, then, like, assuming that it does play media, which they also didn't show... there could be a million reasons since they're not showing and talking about so much. It might have been just to keep the emphasis on games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're showing how, like, this is going to change the way you play your normal video games. That was the whole concept of the video.
Right. Which was also in the Wii U video.
The Wii U video was like, let's play Reversi. Let's throw YouTube videos at our TV. And,
that's right. I forgot about that.
And,
I watched it again yesterday.
Draw a link and stuff like that. It wasn't about games. It was like, hey, look at this shitty tablet.
Well, but in a lot of ways, the Switch is like the Wii U just done right. I feel like.
Hopefully.
Right?
Seems that way.
Like, in a lot of ways, it's the kind of the functionality that people liked about the Wii U taken to its, like, natural next level.
Exactly.
With this added thing about the little breakaway controllers, but we can talk about that separately. So, again, back to people's first impressions. So, what were they?
My first impression was this would be perfect for Monster Hunter. It's like made for it. I wish that it existed.
Talk about that. What do you...
Well, because they showed, you know, at one point there's like four people all with the full tablet with the controllers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the full range of buttons, you know, both joysticks, like the trigger buttons, and just sitting in a circle playing together. And it's like...
That would be awesome, actually. Yeah, right? Thinking of that. Because they showed like the four tablets like on the kickstand or whatever. And like with both controllers. Yeah, that would actually be
and
really
then you
cool.
come home and there's no like even like moving your save to the cloud
No, you just plug it in.
Making sure it automatically saved the cloud or anything. And just like literally you're just taking the unit
when
with
the guy
you,
in the
so...
video took the Zelda off. Like he didn't even... It was still playing. Like he just like, took it off and kept playing.
Same thing with the Mario. It just like turned off on the TV as you pulled it out. Which is like a pretty cool... compelling thing. So Monster Hunter would absolutely be a killer app for this thing.
I mean, think it looks great. I thought like the design of the system is like far nicer than any of their it looks way better than Wii or Wii U, which both to me look like routers, you know, like when they first showed them I was just like, this looks like weird. Like it's not stylish. Like these look stylish, the colors are really nice.
What about the controller? Sticking with the design for a second, what do you think about the, like...
The puppy.
Yeah, puppy or rabbit. I see, like, a fat rabbit. I see, like, a wave
It's droopy dog, man. It's totally...
It's like they took a Saturn analog controller and kind of...
That like, and, like, a, I see little... like in its kind of more angular, I see a little wave bird in it. Like,
Sure.
Old totally school wave bird. Like, it gained a shitload of weight. It's like morbidly obese
it's
wave
like
bird.
The 80-year-old wave bird is like his galls. Is just
I think it's really nice.
Drooping.
I mean, when you're, I think
Do you
generally
think it looks comfortable though. It's a square.
It does look a little awkward.
It's a square, which is a odd.
Are you gonna
shape,
not but, get a Pro Controller though? I mean, I'm probably the Pro Controller looks exactly more or less like the Wii U Pro Controller, which is very comfortable. Like,
but
super
it's,
nice.
The analogs are in the right spot. Now, finally.
That's true. They did fix the analogs.
I have bought a Pro Controller for both the Wii and the Wii U and almost never used either. So I would say I'm actually probably not going
to
buy a Pro
Controller.
They didn't
give you a reason to, but this one I feel like you have a reason to because you're not going to be holding the whole screen in your hands when you're at home. When you're at home, you're going to need a nice controller now. Mm. Like, I just use the Wii U gamepad most of the time, right? That's why you didn't need the Pro. But now... it's either this, like the puppy dog looking thing, which doesn't look super comfortable.
So that's my question.
Or just get a real controller.
I want to hold it first and see. Like, I don't think it'll be bad. I mean, you know, it's a little on the big side, but...
Speaking of controllers, what about the, like... Is there like a new guy working at Nintendo who's like, I'm all about the tiny controllers. Like, I want nothing more but the teeniest, tiniest controllers. I love them. Yeah. They're so sexy. Like, the smaller, the better.
Yeah.
Give me that Famicom Classic super teeny, tiny shit. Or maybe he's like, yeah, he just has himself super teeny, tiny hands.
We should at least try it once before we totally do it. I agree. It looks like it's probably not comfortable.
It's problematic. It looks not only... small, and this goes back to when this rumor first came out and we talked about it. What we talked about is how tiny those things would have to be, and watching the guys playing basketball, you know, at night on the underhand or whatever, it just looks like, okay, come on, guys. Like, like, look how close the analog stick is to the buttons.
Yeah,
right. I feel like is a major problem. There's no
D-pad.
That's
why I think they have to be motion controllers. They have to be like new generation Wiimotes, because probably you're more likely going to use them for motion stuff where it would be comfortable.
Right. So that's something separate we should talk
they're
about.
They're not attached to your wrist. They have to be attached to your wrist.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to have straps on both sides of the controller.
But maybe that's the new technology, Roy, is they like bond to your hand through thought. Whoa. Like, that's the Nintendo difference.
The one thing I thought was funny is like there's a scene where the guy gets on a plane and puts his Switch down and takes out the controllers and plays them like kind of like
uses
a Wiimote,
like a normal controller.
But they, you know, they're like so small. It looks like he's playing with like a, you know, one of those like.
Like when you forward and your presentation at like a 10 or whatever.
Or like you got like a
two of those.
You got like a pirate console and like they only came with these controllers.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Hong Kong like knockoff of Vita.
No, they sell them all.
Like a game like Zelda or Monster Hunter, though, where you're basically using the analog sticks and the triggers for the most part, would be pretty comfortable with those. Like, even, and actually, the way he did it on the plane, too,
so
being
small.
Able to hold them separately, like a Wiimote and a nunchuck kind of.
I like that.
I think that's a good idea.
I like that aspect of it. I really would like to just hold them in my hands, because, like, I think they'll be great for my kids. But...
You know, Hori's going to make, like, a man size one, like the Duke version or whatever, that you can, like, clip on and use if you want. So.
But I don't want that. Like, I'm not going to, especially when I'm traveling with this thing, probably bring another second separate controller. And so I do agree that the two separate one in each hand looks like a better like a not so bad case scenario, because you can do that Wii thing where you just like rest your arms comfortably how you kind of would.
I think in most cases, though, you'd probably just still play with it attached.
I think that's what I would do.
Right. Yeah, that's probably also true. So back to other first impressions, we keep going down these like little side streets, but other,
I mean, just being able to pick up and play Zelda on the train and then come back and just continue my game like that's enough for me.
Do you think this is train-friendly size-wise?
Yeah. I mean, like, in Japan, everybody's got a bag anyways.
Right. But I mean, like, I find myself more and more, like, not using my DS and just using my phone because it's, like, it's in my backpack and I don't want to take
it out. That's why I don't carry my Vita anywhere, because it's the biggest of my small things, basically.
That's the rub, and that's kind of where we have to wait and see what the other side of the Switch is, because if it doesn't do anything other than just, like, play games, then...
Right.
Well, I don't know. If it like allows me to also browse the internet and check Twitter and stuff.
I think a big difference, too, with that, Roy, is if you're sitting on the train or not. Like,
right, exactly.
Because if you're not sitting on a train, like, you're not going to pull out a thing that uses both of your hands.
Right.
But if you are
one
sitting...
One hand's holding on to a rail.
I think a big part of this conversation, though, is, like, what happens to... And I actually wanted to get to this later, because I don't think we've finished answering your question. But, like, a big part of this is what's going to happen to 3DS and where does that fit in this whole thing. But before we get there, real quick, the other thing about the design, you were asking what we think about how it looks like. It's going to have to stand vertical, right? And, like, it's going to have to, like, right now I tuck a lot of my machines, like, under the glass, under my TV. This is going to have to be up
front.
But why?
Does it have to?
When you have to plug it in from the top, I mean, I guess theoretically
you could
plug it in forward. Yeah. I don't know. That it doesn't look like it was really made for that.
Who knows what the back side of it looks like, but at least even the front you could have maybe lying flat and then slide it that way.
I guess.
There's,
maybe
this little indent that maybe you could run a wire through if you put it face down.
I wonder. Maybe. I guess so. Yeah.
I do think I was kind of... So let's... I guess... Yeah, fuck it. Let's just bust it wide open. So a couple things. Like, I posted a bunch of, like, first thoughts on Twitter, which some of which I'll go over now, some of which I'll expand upon. But one of them was, I just thought it was an odd choice design-wise to have the screen covered when it's slotted in. And I'm not, like... Not that they would necessarily use that for like second screen or ever display anything on it or whatever, but it just, I don't know, it looks a little weird. It looks like a charge stand. It looks to me like a 3DS charge stand stood up on its end.
It's like a sandwich to me. I don't know.
It looks a little like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm so used to seeing the Wii U controller standing there on its charge thing or whatever. I'm like, I don't know, why cover up the screen? Why use
protect
the extra
it, maybe?
Plastic?
Protect the screen
so it doesn't fall. Basically.
So I got a lot of different responses from different people on Twitter, and a lot of them were like, you know, make it totally clear that you're not supposed to be using that screen, or you're not going to look at that screen, protect the screen, et cetera, et cetera.
Could be a way to automatically tell the screen to turn off, too, just by knowing it's in there with the sensor or whatever.
Yeah, and it could be, who knows, maybe how
so
this thing is charging.
There looks to be little holes at the bottom of the screen for where sensors and maybe a microphone would be.
I was wondering if one of those was like maybe like just a really like kind of stealth camera or something. But.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a camera there, but...
But,
yeah.
So... I think an interesting thing that they did not show, I mean, I think it was a few things that were interesting for not being in the trailer. One of which is that there was no, you know, one of which was, we already talked about, which is like no hint at being a touchscreen or not. And maybe Nintendo hasn't decided.
No, it's got to be decided right now.
It's long decided. Fucking March. So that was the other surprise. I was still honestly kind of surprised that it was still March 2017. Yeah. They have like 5 months now to PR this thing, to get all of the games out there, to do everything.
They won't be talking about it this year.
It's going to be
They
said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They won't be revealing any more details this year.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not going to see any games or any specs.
Well, and next week they have their investors meeting. So
that's
hopefully
true.
They'll say
some little stuff will come out of that.
Yeah,
but so anyway, the no touchscreen, the no no showing any kind of Wii U second screen functionality while you're playing on your TV.
Right.
That does that have to be docked? I guess I'm assuming that it does, like it has to be docked, and there's no way of wirelessly beaming anything anywhere.
In order to play it on your TV, you have to have it docked.
So
which was interesting, because like when they showed Splatoon, they showed everybody with their Switches docked, and that kind of changes Splatoon a lot, because the second screen functionality was pretty important, being able to get to where you want to go.
When did they show
like
their their screens locked with them playing Splatoon?
So the sequence with Splatoon was they're like in these big empty
rooms
for some reason, and then they go out into
the
thing, and then they all dock their.
That was a pretty badass scene. Like when they stepped into the arena, like they're all getting ready to fight. Yeah. They all dock their.
The like very obviously CG made arena where everyone is like standing perfectly in their things. It was like
one thing I liked about that though is like finally it kind of solves the whole like. Bringing your, you know, for fighting games and stuff like that, your profile and stuff like that, you can just bring that with you and play.
That's true. Everything would be on your own system, I guess.
As opposed to bringing, like, a memory card, though, or something?
Well,
like,
I mean, you know, systems don't really have memory cards anymore, so.
Well, I mean, throw it on USB.
But so, nobody does that. Though. It's true. It's much easier to just take your system with you and have everything be there. And, like, you play on your own system and have to bring, like, a separate controller.
But it's
bring
easier.
A separate memory card.
You have to bring a separate controller anyway. Like,
but the thing with you
is separate.
Like,
is it easier to bring an entire thing of hardware, or is it easier to bring a
Well,
USB
first of all,
key?
Games don't support the USB key for putting
actually,
your profile in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they do.
You can
copy any save game off of your PS4 on a USB, like, no problem. Or you can just upload it to the cloud and then.
Not any save game. You can't, like, bring your Destiny shit with you, can you?
Yeah,
that's
Destiny
crazy.
Stuff is all in the cloud. What do you mean it's crazy? All your settings are on the PS4.
Oh, I see what
Think
you're
about
saying.
What you're asking. You're going to copy your save game, paste it in over somebody else's, download it off the cloud. You have to sign in. Like, when you're two.
It's not user friendly, is the point.
Or you could just.
I mean, it's easier in the way of picking it up, but it's also you're going to carry around like a 5-pound thing that's this big in your suitcase for essentially getting your save data.
Do we know how big it is?
You're just going to be bringing your Switch. I can't get used to the Switch thing. You're going to be bringing your Switch anyway, so like it's. I mean, it's not going to be 5 pounds. If the thing was fucking 5 pounds, then like. Like a newborn baby.
Alright, whatever. Let's
do we know how big it is, like, relative to the Vita? Like, how big is the screen?
Well, I mean, you can tell by the.
Looks like it's about the size of the Wii U.
I think someone said it was like does five.
It's bigger than the Wii U
gamepad
a little bit. I mean, if you look at the controllers and the way people were holding them,
that's
smaller. But the screen itself
is tall.
Takes up more real. I looked at my Wii U had before I left today, just to kind of see. And the screen itself takes up much more of the hardware, so it's a bigger screen.
The leak, but it's longer specs. Than the Wii U pad and shorter, right? It's not as tall as the Wii U pad. It doesn't. It looks that way.
The leak specs say 6.2 inches, and they also say it has a capacitive 10-point multi-touch. But those are interesting. Shaky at best.
So what happens to is this now going like what happens to 3DS? Like that's a really big thing to me. I'm super curious.
Goes
this
away.
Doesn't. No, I don't.
I don't
this
think
is
it
not.
Goes
look,
away.
Your kids are not going to like play Pokemon.
If they don't, then this is fucked. This has to sell to kids. That's it. Like who else is going to buy this besides hardcore gamers? If this thing does not, that's my other big massive point with this thing. This thing has absolutely. Got to sell to kids, which is Nintendo's like core, you know, audience, which is important. But like, hear me out. Normal adult people, like we talked about earlier before, are not going to carry something this big around with them just to play games. Normal adult people are not going to do the kind of multiplayer scenario with the teeny tiny controllers. Normal people are not going to sit on the fucking floor with the thing in front of them like they showed in the thing. Kids do all those things and have tiny little hands and have like friends that they will want to play out with socially, et cetera,
and they toss their shit all over the place and smack it on the floor.
I agree with all that.
This looks like it's going to be destroyed by like any kid. Like you've seen a 2DS, it's like military.
Nintendo's not going to make anything that's not super like can't take a
this
a
isn't for kids.
From kids.
I don't think
unless,
this is
unless,
absolutely for kids.
Unless you consider
total disaster if it's not for kids.
It's only a disaster for kids if they only want to sell it to like ages 4 through 6. That's what the DS is going to be.
No,
it's
they
going
want to
no,
sell
hold on,
to
hold
everyone
on.
That Nintendo has sold to
the
up until now.
The DS, they are very clearly by virtue of them selling the 2DS with Pokemon and all that stuff right now, they are very clearly positioning the DS as a young kid system. And this is going
young
to be like
meaning
from like 6, maybe 7.
I think even
max.
Up to like 10. Like I feel like it's like DS is basically like the young version
this
of the
is,
Nintendo
this
thing.
Is the, this is your new Vita. This is going to be for high school kids.
Wow, well, that's going
to...
This is
do gangbusters.
This is your middle school, high school. We've graduated to things like Monster Hunter.
We play things on an iPad.
I mean, I kind of...
Teenagers don't play... Come on. Like,
are you... Wait. What are you saying right now?
Kids play Vita.
Are you saying teenagers don't play stuff on
iPad? I'm talking about in Japan. They don't go out and play things on iPad. They bring their consoles. They go to their Ito Yokados
in
and
Japan.
Eons.
He's right, but I mean,
I am totally right. Believe me.
We're talking about
when was the last time you saw a child?
We're talking about worldwide.
Okay,
we're not talking about Japan. If it only sells in Japan, again, total disaster. Right? Period.
I don't necessarily think so. If it sells as well as the Wii did in Japan, then I think that's good for Nintendo. Good enough for Nintendo.
This definitely looks to me like the most like. Made for outside Japan thing they've done in a while, but I just don't. I mean, I think that's why I brought this up. I knew this was going
to
cause like
there's
a big argument because
there.
I don't.
We have to back up because you are totally wrong about middle schoolers and high schoolers.
I'm not.
If you think that they are like playing stuff on Vita, not playing stuff on their phone. You think that
okay.
are playing
Let
stuff
me
on
dial that back.
Handheld.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are also playing things on their phone, but they also play. Handheld.
They're
going to
sell like a gazillion 3DSs next month with Pokemon. Like, that's not just, you know, that's a big deal. And, like, I feel like, dude, I can't see the Pokemon people putting the next real Pokemon game on this thing. And I think you're right, Mark, in saying that, like, they have to.
Let's back up and say, who is going to buy this thing? Who is this going to sell well? Or is it going to be just for us and, like, super hardcore people? Or who is this going to sell to, if not kids?
That's a very good question.
So it's just not going to sell.
I don't
that's
know.
What people are
well,
saying.
I want it really bad, but I don't know. And you know, I talked to like just a couple of people who like don't care anything about games today, and they're like, "Wow, that looks really cool." You know, Sasuga Nintendo. Like that's this there, and I'm like, okay, if you think it's cool, that's a good sign. But like, I don't know. I don't think any kid is going to want to like carry this big thing around as like his main thing and would then not like break it or like whatever.
Wait,
like,
you think that because a kid cares that it's big?
No,
but I just think
totally
I think a kid
don't.
Doesn't care.
And
I think a kid will be fine
better.
With this 2DS. Like, I don't think a kid's going to be like, I got to have that thing when I already basically have it. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make
sense
to me.
Then they're totally screwed. Like, if that's, I mean, it's a big screen. It better have like better games and stuff like that. But also like, if the family has to use the TV, like the Wii U scenario or whatever, that the kid can take it and whatever. I think
is that going to have like 8-hour battery life, like a 3DS or whatever, or you know, whatever the 3DS battery life is. Like, that's really important.
But here's
too.
The thing: if you're Nintendo, what are you going to like keep just selling the like putting those games out on 3DS and not selling like new 3DS hardware because it's already out there? Or are you going to push them to the new thing that you can actually, you know, sell new units of? Like, that's a losing proposition if you're Nintendo, even, right? Yeah. Is to try to keep the 2DS, 3DS.
So, do you think kids are going to want to buy this thing? And like, this is going to be big with children?
I think both can exist. It has to target to and sell to children to be successful. And it will have, the way it has to sell is parents who don't want to have their kids have an iPhone or a cell phone. But they are okay with them having a Nintendo device. So in replacement of the 3DS, basically, is who it has to sell to.
That's a really
and then
tough
hardcore
sell.
And hardcore gamers. That's who else is it possibly going to sell to? No one has an answer for that.
I kind of got the feeling with the pretty heavy emphasis on like Skyrim in the video that they were trying to like recapture the
It goes without saying that they're going after the hardcore that's a given.
It's their first orthodox console in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe the, you know, point then is that they're going to have their stuff for kids on iPhone or whatever. Or, you know, maybe that's why Super Mario Run is like on iPhone or whatever. Maybe that's their thing.
I don't follow
like,
though. What do you mean?
Maybe in the future it's like, well, after the 3DS, the kids replacement thing is phones. And this is just like a stopgap thing for core gamers.
The whole point of all that stuff is to get people to play games on their real consoles. So what I think is that like maybe the base isn't there for this right now, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to rebuild that stuff. Like the 3DS, my prediction is that the 3DS gets phased out. 2DS remains as a cheap kid system. It's only like 8,000 yen or something like that right now, which is like the perfect price for any. And it's like fucking.
It's super sturdy.
It's made like a Hasbro or toy car or something like that. And like it's perfect for little kids, and it's got games little kids enjoy, like little kids.
Right, but Nintendo's not going to keep making like Mario's and Zelda's for it.
No, but they've been reselling these old games, like Animal Crossing that came out fucking 3 years ago. They're re-releasing that. They can re-release these old games, or like have like kids versions of these games or whatever. But I think, you know, eventually they will graduate to this, or like some lapsed gamers who play games on the phone will be like, well, you know, this Mario game is fun, let me go check it out on one of these. And I think though the argument has to be that this needs to be priced very aggressively under $300
and have good battery life.
Life, or it's like there's no point.
Yeah, I agree, the $299 thing, and also like selling it separately, which there was that one rumor of, you can't do that.
It does sound like it does come with the dock. I think.
Right, of course. Okay. No, they can't sell it separately.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. This thing has to be $299 or under.
Yeah,
and maybe that's the surprise. Maybe that's going to be one of the surprise. It's going to come in at like $250 or something like that. Or
that would
like,
be nice. Yeah,
God forbid, even like $199, because that's the other thing. If it's going to sell to a younger audience, like in after the first year it sells to the hardcore people, and then it needs to sell. I mean, Nintendo needs to hit their audience and expand that audience. Yes. And so I don't think it's a dumb thing or a bad thing at all to go after that market. But the big features of this thing, for people to carry something this big around, just to go back to like very simply, for people to carry something this big around and to care about that like immediate functionality of pulling it out, you're talking about super hardcore gamers, and I think you're talking about kids. And like, if I was a kid, this thing looks freaking amazing. Like, being able to play local wireless with your friends, too, and also just the break-off controllers. Like, if you're a kid, like, I could actually see playing games with those break-off controllers. Yes. Not too many times can I imagine even us here, who will all have our own, using that kind of thing, right?
Right.
Like, I struggle to find a situation, like, to think of a situation, even like the Monster Hunter situation. If it does have motion controls in it somehow... if it doesn't have a camera, again, I don't know how that would be possible.
Yeah, they didn't, you know, and they didn't even say like the actual system itself, if it has some sort of gyro or anything like that.
Yeah. So part of what I think they were doing with this, though, is separating it from Wii U as much as possible. Totally. And so it could have functionality like that, like the touchscreen. Like, there's a lot of different reasons they might intentionally not be showing some aspects of this thing. And I totally get that. But Like, I was listening to another podcast where they were talking about, you know, that scenario where the woman sees her friends across the way, mm-hmm. and goes over there and plays Mario with
the
them.
The lonely woman.
Probably not going to happen.
I know.
But if it was Wii bowling or like Wii Sports or something where those little controllers were just like little motion controllers and it was like a light party game, I still think that screen is way tiny to be doing like social gaming on. But at least you can kind of see how that might happen once or twice, you know? Mm. As is, I feel like, think of the little controllers moving sideways as a neat little bonus for like maybe a WarioWare game or something. We'll use it, but not as like a main feature of the thing.
Right.
Maybe, you know, is the screen too big for like a Gear VR type peripheral in the future? Like, could it become like a portable sort of VR?
I think it might be too low res.
Because that would have been awesome too. Like if they could in the future just adapt it to like be able to use that.
They also didn't show, in keeping with the like not showing really any kids using it or around at all playing it and stuff, they didn't show any amiibo functionality, but they did confirm that it would have that
Mario.
And then what about, so we haven't talked about the games, obviously, like Zelda,
El Mario,
but Mario and a Mario 64-ass looking Mario,
actually. Or Sunshine. It looked a little like Sunshine to me.
Yeah I mean, it was not like a typical Mario world, so out of that.
And going back to the lonely woman in her apartment who goes to play games with her friends, she was playing Mario.
Mm-hmm. Meaning?
Possibly with another person, unless they switched games. She went from playing Mario to over there with her friends, and they were playing multiplayer.
Oh, I see. And they didn't show what game they were playing, but I mean, they might have even added Mario like later to the TV, you know, in her apartment or whatever. But like, what did people think of how the games looked in general? Like,
the triple jump is back.
I saw that. McWhorter, props a friend of the show, Mike McWhorter, for calling that out.
They, I mean, they look like Wii U games.
Yeah,
which I think is probably what we can expect mostly. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, Mario looked okay. I mean, I feel like any Mario game is going to be good. I feel like I wouldn't have shown that part of Mario, like, because the ground was like one color texture. Like, it didn't like really show like the beautiful, like crazy, colorful stuff like Galaxy did. But you know, it's going to be fun anyway.
El Mario.
Mario Kart was like the Wii U version, except it had like a character that's not in the Wii U
King
version.
Boo.
So,
oh, it did.
And so it's obviously something going on.
It also had two items. You can't do two items.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's not a. I'll say this. It's not a great sign anytime your system, like, people literally can't tell, is that the old game from your last system, or is that a new game from the new system?
Same with Skyrim. Can't tell if it's the remaster.
So, that's the thing. Is that the remaster or the just Skyrim?
Because
I think it might just be Skyrim. That Skyrim is coming to Switch, actually, when people followed up. But, I mean, I will say this one gets a little bit of a pass because of, it does have the portability functionality. And so one of the other tweets that I was saying is games like Skyrim, like, who knows, Grand Theft Auto 5 or something like that. Games that were really, really huge Destiny could now find kind of a new life, at least with hardcore gamers, because now you can play it like on the go.
Like, being an open world games on that system are going to be a huge selling factor, I think.
So they also didn't show any kind of like Street Pass functionality or anything with that. Although, you know, and they didn't even... They didn't even explicitly be like, hey, these guys are... I mean, I think it was clear from the Splatoon part that they were wirelessly playing with each other.
In their press release, they talk about local multiplayer.
Okay.
So somehow these consoles are connecting. Hopefully... Yeah.
Possibly even more than four players. That would be cool. Who knows? They also didn't say anything about there being like storage on the system itself, which, I mean, I didn't really expect them to yet, I guess. But we were talking yesterday at dinner about, like, you know, what kind of internal storage it would have or whatever.
Your game cards. You don't have to carry around too many of your game cards.
I'm so happy about
context
this,
on the conversation, though.
I wouldn't even try to defend. I would just
they
like,
are not oh, cartridges.
Don't try to defend it.
Don't call them cartridges.
Why are they not cartridges? It's cartridges, a silicone encased in plastic.
No, because cartridges read data directly, and cards are like your SD card or whatever. They still have load times. Like, cards do not have an instant access to the data that a cartridge does.
But
look it up. Like, it's
card
game cards aren't like a chipset.
You don't call your SD card like a SD cart, right?
No, but you do call 3DS games carts.
You do. I don't. I always call them cards, and no one in Japan calls them cards.
Ever.
Well, no, I didn't. You're right. I just called them games, though. I've never called them carts.
Dude,
because they're not carts.
You call them carts. Nope. Everyone, look around. John, read Twitter.
I know
read
the
news stories. Everyone calls them carts.
Yeah. On the game box itself, it says card. Like, you don't
call your Vita.
Do you call your Vita games carts?
It also said game packs.
Are
did
Vita
you
games?
Say Nintendo game packs?
No.
Exactly.
I called them games.
Nobody did. John, everyone, this is a thing where a public opinion rules.
Look at public opinion.
Nope. It's like GIF. Yes.
Nope.
This is like GIF.
This is ignorance is what it is. They're not carts.
You never have called it cards ever.
That's not what I'm arguing.
Period.
What I'm arguing is they're not cartridges. Like, it's a different thing. Cartridge is instant. There's
you
no
call,
loading
you
on
call
cartridges.
Them carts. Carts. That's it. Just carts. 3DS cart. Oh, I opened the thing and the cart was missing. That is what you would say.
That's what your grandma calls it. Like, it's a intender or whatever. Sure.
Dude. I mean, there is a difference. I will put that out there. There is a difference, but I mean, for
it's,
ease of
it's what people
understanding
call things,
yeah.
like public thing rules. It's the same thing with game packs. Like, no one's gonna get off on calling things like Nintendo's like weird.
Well, those are semantics. Though the point of all this is that like it's really good that it's physical media. I think I much prefer this to a disc.
Yeah,
but it is the same thing as a disc, except without the kind of fragile hardware that goes with
discs.
It. Like, you basically are still accessing data in the same way. But I mean, SD cards today. I just bought like a 64 gig SD card for like $10. Like, they're cheap. Like, it's not like it used to be. So I feel like you can still get Blu-ray size. Eventually, you'll be able to get Blu-ray size cards on this thing mm-hmm. for the same price. Like, but you know, you have the benefit of it basically being on a card that you could take with you and everything. I think it's good.
But I mean, as somebody who,
although I don't know that anybody's arguing it's bad, I haven't really heard anyone say like, oh,
right.
why did they go?
No, I haven't either. But I have seen people hoping like, oh man, I hope this thing has like decent internal storage.
The rumored leak says 32 gigs.
Scott, that would
which
be
seems
terrible.
Really small.
That's
yeah,
you had
the rumored leak.
Enough.
The rumored leak also said that it supports SD cards, right? So you can just pop
yeah, and
in
I didn't.
Storage.
That's what I think it will do.
I didn't see any sort of SD card
because Wii U does that. Like Dragon Quest X, if you want to play, you just put a SD card or a USB stick in it, and you instantly have like
quick
a
thing.
Drive.
We have 10 minutes till power goes out.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Well then. So yeah. Anybody? Any other? Comments on the Pro Controller looks kind of like a successor to other Pro Controllers.
I
want to
know if it
I'm
has,
sure it'll be fine.
If it has two triggers or just one.
Speaking of that, do the Breakaway controllers
they have one trigger.
Just one
at least.
Button, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, okay. They have two.
They do?
Yeah, I looked at this, actually.
Oh, is like one on the bottom and one on the top?
There's like the small, thin one. It's just like the current one, and there's like more of like a trigger type thing behind it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So no D-pad on the
Yeah, that's interesting.
Anywhere.
No D-pad, but you get your little C buttons. So that
well,
rumor
that makes
was right.
sense, though. That's because you flip it over and use it as a controller
right.
if you're the other person, so you know it makes sense for them both to be like buttons.
Mm-hmm.
That was another thing that leaked a long time ago, and
yeah.
was
does anybody
right.
care about that, or is everybody yeah. like, yeah, I'm okay
yeah,
with that?
Okay. Like D-pads,
I prefer D-pad, but I mean, when do you use it anymore? Really,
for a camera control,
I guess so.
There's very sometimes. Few games like the classic games, right? the Wii U Virtual Console games and stuff
the Pro
like
controller
that.
Has a D-pad, least,
right?
So.
Yeah, if you have to do that.
I like the logo. Very
yeah, the logo, the name,
like the name,
everything is
it
all
looks
very
like
unified.
Gets the name.
I like yeah, no leak at all. Like props
get
to Nintendo.
Mark, go get the Switch.
And
I like it looks like a ladybug. The logo.
It does. I like the overall like sense of design like. It's slick. It looks good. It looks modern.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, a little futuristic. The screen looks really nice and big. I am personally excited for this for the reason that I liked the Wii U thing in theory, which is, okay, the one TV is being taken, which does happen sometimes now, especially with a game like Destiny, where I want to be on it for a long time. And then, of course, like the anytime traveling scenario, which I don't have much of a commute, granted, but yeah, this is something where I never, for whatever reason, my 3DS and my Vita, I would bring them on flights, but I would often not play them because, like, fundamentally, they're not the same games that I was wanting to be playing and making time for at home. Now I can be playing the same game. Yep. I can see
it's
that.
It's the Shinkansen machine.
Being useful.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm definitely worried about the portability aspect because, like, I could just look at current case scenarios. I don't bring my Vita anywhere. I barely bring my 3DS. Like, I will bring it because I like Street Pass, but it's not like you can just stick it in your pocket. Like,
that's
an
although
issue.
You used to bring it a lot more.
3DS,
right?
Yeah, but yeah. I never brought my Vita because Vita is just too big. Like, it's,
right?
There's like I know that like my limit is somewhere between 3DS and Vita, and this looks more Vita size. So I don't know. I'm worried about that.
So what if we end by saying? Price. Let's guess on price, battery life, and launch titles.
250, 6 hours. Launches with Let's see.
Mario.
No, I would say Zelda. Just Zelda. No Mario. Mario's really? At Christmas.
Mario.
I say Mario and Zelda.
I'd say Mario, Zelda, and the. What else did they show?
Splatoon, Mario Kart, Splatoon. Mario Kart.
I can't see it.
No,
nah,
I don't
Splatoon.
See those things.
They got
to be at launch.
They got
to
stretch
I think
that
Mario
out.
Kart has
They'll have some like you know Wii Sports type thing to like just like a bunch of mini games or something to make people like want to mess around with the system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Zelda can't. Zelda has to be launched because they've made us wait so long, and yeah. I think Mario needs to be there for everyone who doesn't care about Zelda, like mm-hmm. for this to be like a big thing,
right?
And yeah. I'd say $2.99.
Yeah,
and I don't know about the battery hour. Right. I don't really. I 6 hours maybe if we're lucky.
I would be I feel like what do people feel like is the floor?
I think
on
less
that,
than
it has to be
less than four. I would be a little worried.
Yeah, four seems
four would be bad.
I think six really? Is think still bad for okay. me. I think eight is the sweet spot.
Really?
Yeah.
It 8 hours would be super impressive. Yeah. I mean, that would be really crazy town.
If you can charge the system itself without the dock, like if there's like just the AC adapter plug, like your 3DS that you can plug, like I come to work with it and I can just plug it in to charge it, that'd be fine. But if not, that would be really bad.
Cool. All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like everybody, though, in general, is pretty excited about it. Personally, going to
I want to know, Haruki, does he play Splatoon with gyro or analog?
He does analog.
Oh, okay, so he'll have no problem then.
He watched. By the way, he watched the video. He was like, "Oh my god, you can take it outside." Nice. And yeah, so
oh, that
like,
thing's gonna break a medium. Yeah.
So they didn't, nobody, that's what I'm saying. Nobody playing Splatoon was shown using the gyro, right?
No gyro,
right?
And then no
probably,
second screen.
Yeah, there probably is no gyro.
Right, right. Presumably, well, who knows?
Game
who knows?
Changer.
Again, they might want to keep it away from Wii U for now. But anyway, all right. Well, thank you for joining us. Sorry, this is kind of a bridge. But as we said, it was an emergency. We didn't even talk about Red Dead 2.
I know. It's only a minute trailer.
This is a Switch podcast.
Yeah,
that's right.
We literally have 5 minutes before the power goes out, and we lose this podcast.
So, that's a pretty good reason, I think, to wrap this up. So, JJ, where can people find us?
They can find us on the internet, 8-4.jp, our second home, giantbomb.com, on our thread on NeoGAF. Go check it out. We also have a Twitter at 84play. Mine is SBRSK.
Mark MacD.
Daniel Howard.
John TV.
Kotawari.
And we have a Facebook. Go check us out there. Mark, it's up to you.
And, fucking carts. Okay. Carts. <Yeah. laughs>
Down deep in my soul, when there was nothing there to burn. Haunted me, taunted me, baby. Until I had to come around. You said you love me, you said you'd really love me, and you'd be by my side. And I believe what you said to me, baby. Now you're trying to put me down. You know you Mom and I have been having sex for millions of years, and I have the data to prove it. Hot tip! If you want to really hit it off with people and make new friends, you just ask, "Do you like me?" A little after the conversation starts, and chances are, the answer will be yes. I do things because I see other people do them. And that's how I got this hot car, this dang wife, and this picture of Charles Barkley taped to my living room wall.
You guys ever get lonely at the gym? You think the gym gets lonely too?
Lights are off. Here we go. Turn them on. I'm the only one here. As per usual.